I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's going to be a challenge to be a professional football player, to do the little things the right way. And that foundation, I know Ben's going to hit that early and often, get that foundation strong, because you're going to build everything off of there. So once that's there, now we can continue to get better and play more consistently.
Right. That's Bears general manager Ryan Poles. I am Mark Grody, talking Bears with you until 9 o'clock. I was out at Halas Hall today for the introductory press conference of Ben Johnson. I talked to several other people, including Caleb Williams. You'll hear from him a little bit later on, and George McCaskey, and Kevin Warren, and Ryan Poles, of course. And we're going to talk about Ryan Poles here in a second and get to some of your calls at 312-644-6767. I know you feel better about the Bears today. This is a splash. This is a huge, oh my God, they got the guy moment. They got Ben Johnson. Question for you, though. How much better do you feel about the Bears? How much better? Quantify it a little bit for me. Are they right back in this thing next year? I still can't say that without laughing. And some of the things that I heard about how much Ben Johnson loved the roster, just because I covered every game of a 10-game losing streak season in which they ended up winning 5 games. So it's hard for me right now to hear how good the roster looks, and that it the way he was talking today, Ben Johnson, it sounds like it's a tweak. It sounds like it needs tweaking as opposed to overhaul. That's just what I got out of it. And I hope he's... That's what I want, and that's what you should want as well. But it was hard for me to just completely buy in at this point. But how much better do you feel about the Bears right now? 312-644-6767 is the number if you want to jump in on that question. This is a good time to do it. We've got a couple of lines open. 312-644-6767 is the number. And a caller had said before we came into the segment that one of the big deals now is, as we now move forward, is the Ryan Poles factor, and that it will be Ryan Poles' job to put the right pieces around the new head coach, who was a hyper-successful play caller and offensive coordinator in Detroit, as we know. This was the most sought-after head coach in the offseason. This is one of the highest-paid coaches in the league right now. So he's got all of that cachet coming in, which can also be converted into power, equal power. So where does that leave Ryan Poles? Obviously, he's got to get busy, and he's got to fix the offensive line, and he's got to figure out who the best options are for Caleb Williams at this point. Is Keenan Allen coming back, or is he not coming back? The guy that Caleb Williams says is one of the best talents or players that he's ever been around, Keenan Allen. that is. Still got work to do in regards to that. But from the pressers today, questions were asked here and there intermittently to the powers that be, like George McCaskey and Kevin Warren, about aligning the contracts of Ryan Poles and Ben Johnson. Nobody wanted to clear that up today. Nobody said anything bad about Ryan Poles. Nobody was like, he's got to prove it. This is a prove it year, prove it couple of years, or however long his contract is. Like, nobody was saying any of that. They're happy with Ryan. He did a great job. He was the point person. But I am telling you that because of the no answer in this case, and maybe they're just sticking to the overall philosophy of not telling us anything, I would just think that if there was something concrete for Ryan Poles in terms of an extension, or hey, we're going to get there, that they would offer that up, especially on an occasion like this today, like where it's jubilant, it's happy, and everybody's excited. So what I'm telling you is that I think that there's going to be some prove it stuff going on with Ryan Poles over the next 2 years. And that is, can you and Ben Johnson work together? I would think that they could. There's no reason right now for me to sit here on this microphone and tell you that there would be any issues between Ryan Poles and Ben Johnson. I mean, they seem to have the right personalities, calm demeanors, both of them, and they both said all the right things today and seemed to genuinely like each other. And Ryan Poles, you know, if we are to believe everything that is said, Ryan Poles is the one that recruited him and hired him because he was the point person and it was his decision. But all of that is real for Ryan Poles. Ryan Poles, he's got more proven to do right now, it feels like, than the head coach. Right now, I'm saying. Right now, going up into this year. So no clearing up of that kind of contract stuff. And then one of the questions, I believe I asked this question, but it was in regards to what kind of power or personnel power. No, I don't think I asked this question, actually. That Ben Johnson would have, like, what, you know, was that part of the interview? Does he want in on, does he want say, does he want like a seat in the room, in the war room on draft night? Well, he will have that, but like a real seat in that kind of part. What Poles told us today was that he and Ben Johnson will sit down and watch tape together and will be in lockstep and all that. Did not say one way or the other if, like, how much say that Ben Johnson will have. And that's fair. That's fair, and that's kind of stuff that hopefully we will learn, or maybe not learn, as time goes on. Like, how much say does Ben Johnson get in what's going on? I do like thinking about two NFL, because it sounds like silly almost, and almost trite and cliche when you hear, well, we're going to sit down and watch tape together and all that, because everybody always says that. Got to watch the tape. Imagine that could be pretty interesting, though. Ryan Poles and Ben Johnson sitting down together and picking apart tape. And obviously, I have a feeling that, and Ryan Poles would probably admit this, that Ryan Poles would probably learn a thing or two. There could be some very, very enlightening situations. But Ryan Poles still very much in power out at Hallis Hall. But the effect of Ben Johnson is real when it comes to Ryan Poles. And I think that they would love it if this group is together. Nobody wants Ryan Poles gone. They want him in the building. But I do think that there's going to be a prove-it period, not just for the new head coach over the next couple of years, but also for the general manager, Ryan Poles. Let me get to some of your calls here. Oh, hey, you're here. 312-644-6767. I think there's one line open, so this is a good chance to jump in there. The question that I asked, and I will allow you to on special nights like this, where we all know the topic, it is Bears, it is Ben Johnson. You can go off the ramp a little bit if you'd like, but my question is, and I'm asking to make it easy for you, just to have a point to the conversation, how much better do you feel about the Chicago Bears now that Ben Johnson is here? And if you had the luxury of hearing what he said, how much does that affect things? How much better do you feel about the Chicago Bears? Because we all feel good. I mean, how can you not feel good? They got the guy. But how much better did it make you feel? 312-644-6767. We are going to start with, I am told, Dale in Woodridge. What's up, Dale? You're a lucky man. Alex Kuhn told me that you go first.
How you doing?
I'm great, Dale. How are you?
Well, Thank you for taking my call. I'm not really a football guy. I watch the Bears, but I wouldn't walk around and say, oh, you know, I know blocking schemes and coverages. But wouldn't you think, I've heard some people say the Bears got to get like two new guards, but I think the Bears got to get a center that is an impact, you know, a guy that you can say he's in the top five centers in the NFL. Mm. And I don't think it should be a rookie.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with just about everything you said right there. Unless that rookie is just awesome. Right. It doesn't seem like that's a great level of person to have as your center when you are still developing your quarterback. You're right. Yeah, I mean, there's a ton of improvement that, I mean, you can make a case that every single position on the, yes, even Darnell Wright, you could improve every single position on that Bears offensive line. Not like Darnell Wright's going to any Pro Bowls. I mean, he is the best of the bunch, and I still like Darnell Wright, but I'm just saying, I mean, the point is that there is upgradability at every position on the offensive line. And there are, you know, some things still have to be figured out. Will there be contact with Tevin Jenkins? Is it possible that he's coming back? Will they, you know, that's a tough one, man. That's a tough one. My gut says probably not, just because of the injuries. And I think the way Tevin Jenkins was talking to us at the end of the season, he seems somewhat resigned to it. You know, the Matt Pryor thing is interesting because I don't know that he's necessarily going to get a shot to start next year, but Matt Pryor was a good thing this year for the Bears. Like that in a year in which he wasn't really supposed to play at all, ideally, in theory, like Matt Pryor was a bit of a revelation as just solid. Not saying a starter, but not somebody that you want to kick to the curb necessarily. And Coleman Shelton, I mean, could do a lot worse for a backup center than Coleman Shelton, except for that bad snap that he had at the end of the year, which Caleb Williams incidentally scooped up and made a hell of a play on. I think he found Keenan. Was it Keenan? Like Coleman Shelton, another guy who, yeah, we didn't really call his name much. And that is different from centers of the past, like Lucas Patrick and whatnot. I don't need to say any farther than Lucas Patrick, I don't think. So, yeah, I mean, we're going to get in much more deeply into those kinds of things, but yeah, I mean, we know Braxton Jones. You know you can upgrade that. Will Ryan Poles come off of that? I don't know. I mean, that's his baby right there for sure. And then, yeah, I don't think that Darnell Wright will be replaced, but I stand by the point that every position could be. There is room to upgrade at every one of those positions.
It was interesting to hear Olin Krutz during the season on pre and post Grody talk about how the interior of the offensive line, like when he went to New Orleans with a short quarterback and Drew Brees needing that thunder and needing some bigger interior offensive linemen. And Caleb Williams is 6'1". And he's kind of brought that up as something that maybe they would need to kind of really focus on solidifying that interior of the offensive line. I can't stop thinking about Olin talking about that mid-year.
Yeah, and you know the caller talking about the interior, and he mentioned center as well, and that's another thing. I mean, like, Ben Johnson had Frank Rag now. I imagine they call him Rags, right, in Detroit, Rags. But that's obviously a really good product. And we'll get more into the concept of, you know, Ben Johnson is not going to have the same talent. Although, again, the way he was talking today, sounds like he does think that a lot of that talent will be there. It looks like, am I going shoelaces next here, Alex? Is that, yeah, sure. Let's go to shoelaces from, where are you right now? Oh, Southside. What's up, shoelaces?
Yes, I'm glad to be.
Go ahead, man.
Good day, everybody. I just want to say the Bears made a good choice. But now, like the last caller said, they need a center. What about a tackle also?
Yeah. Well, I was just talking about that. I mean, Braxton Jones. What do you think of Braxton Jones?
I think he's okay, but he might improve next season.
Yeah. But that's just it, though. You can say that about all these offensive lines. Oh, he's okay. He's okay. Darnell Wright. He's okay. Braxton Jones. He's okay. I just said that about Matt Pryor. It's not bad. Coleman Shelton didn't embarrass himself. But you obviously need some big-time ballers, Right, Shoelace?
Yes, you're right. Yeah. Big time ballers. You need somebody. You need an all pro.
Hell yeah. Anything else, my friend?
Well, that's it.
Okay. There goes Shoelaces. I love Shoelaces. Let's go to Sean. Oh, we're going west side now. We're getting all over the city here tonight, man, because, you know, Bears. What's up, Sean? You're on the score.
What's going on, bro?
Sean.
When I saw it come across the screen, I instantly screamed like, yeah, and my girl like, what's going on with you? I'm like, we just got our guy. But earlier this morning, I was listening to Harris now.
Oh, yeah, and yeah, Bernstein and Harris.
While I'm listening to Harris now, it hit me. I'm like, what if Ben knew he was coming here last year, right? But he knew, because you remember earlier in the season, they were saying that he had a two-year contract. He had two more years left on his contract, Matt. So they was like, maybe we'll just wait. If everything go wrong, we going to keep you in the fold,
mm-hmm.
right? Because I think they talk behind, you know, I think conversations go on throughout the season and stuff like that. You know, they just never hit the news and stuff, so we know. Mm-hmm. But and he knew that he was coming to the Bears because the process happened so fast. I'm like, no, he knew that he was coming already. This already was premeditated.
Oh, yeah, it was, man.
They knew this back when they had already fired. Yeah, we going to cast this wide net, and everything accelerated when they got bumped out the playoffs. And what's that, less than 48 hours later, he signed. They already knew.
Oh, yeah.
They already knew.
Yeah, that's a great call, man. That's a great call. Because, yeah, I mean, that is the question now. I mean this in the best possible way. How long has Ben Johnson wanted to be here? We just had Benjamin Albright, NFL insider, on a little while ago, saying that he's wanted to be here for a long time. And I don't know. I don't know what a long time means, but I love it. And it blows me away that this is it. I'd like to think that he's right. This is the place you should want to be. It's all of that, but it's just, yeah. How long, Ben? How long have you wanted to be here? Does he realize, like, if he is to say, if he was to admit, and he can't, right? I mean, he can't just be like, yeah, I was just waiting for Flus to be fired or somebody to be fired with the Bears. He can't say that, but he doesn't even realize. Ben, if you're listening right now, if that information was to somehow get released or get out there, like how long, like you really been wanting this gig? If it's true, you're heading into heroic status. Like that is, you know what? I do the 10 Bears scale. That's even for not having been, you know, you're not from here. That's 8 Bears right there. Like for this franchise that we perceive to be bumbling, and it has that the best possible candidate came sprinting to the Bears once the job was open and wanted to go nowhere else. Nowhere else. 6'3", Darnell Wright is number 5 right tackle, according to PFF, Grody. Just talking about this with somebody here at the Score. And I don't know if they wanted their name out there on this, so I'll just say I was talking to somebody at the Score about this. Is Pro Football Focus, are they okay? Like, they've had a lot of people, you know, a lot of turnover and all that kind of stuff. I mean, I don't know. And I know they can't be perfect on stuff, but yeah, I don't know. Maybe he is. Maybe he is the number 5 right tackle. But that's not what I saw. That's not what I saw, and I doubt that a lot of you saw it. This would really not have to be centered on Darnell Wright, because I like him, and I hope he's here, and I hope he does live up to the stock of a top 10 pick. So, or was it top 12? I do hope he does. But really, I want to know, how long has Ben Johnson wanted to be here? And I have just been told, too, before we jump back into the phones here, that the Bernstein and Harris show will now be turned into Harris and Team. That will be the name of the show for now. That was what the caller said. Harrison. No, Harrison Them. The name of the show, 10 to 2, weekdays. Harris, and them. How you like that? 312-644-6767. Thomas from, let's go to Rogers Park. Thomas, what's up? You're on the Score. How you doing, man?
Hey, Mark. So here's the thing. One of the things I think the media missed in praising Ben Johnson before he got hired was he's been called brilliant. Pelissero called him brilliant. Olin Krutz mentioned the word the other day. And, you know, I'm an older guy. And I remember in 1975, the Bears interviewed a brilliant head coach, Bill Walsh, and decided to hire Jack Pardee. So I'm part of me, and I was really upset about that, by the way.
I bet.
So part of me is wondering, you know, is this making up for something? You know, I mean, I got to give George some credit here. You know, I mean that's been a long time. You know, thing bugged me. And the other thing about the Ben Johnson situation, which I'm you know, ecstatic about, is, I mean, of course, he seemed to prove his can I carry a room kind of thing. Is the Bears getting an X wide receiver? And whenever I look at wide receivers, I want to know about the hands first, and then prefer them tall, you know, because if they're going deep, you want that edge. So I just really think an X wide receiver in free agency or the draft, you know, should be on the docket. And it seems to me like they're gonna. I'm really not too worried about the O line. I would love if they gave Ronnie Stanley a shot, try to sign him for left tackle. I think they should draft a couple of guards with their two second-round picks.
Now, I got to ask you a quick question, Thomas, here. Just a quick question for you, like in the midst of this. You said you're not too worried about the offensive line, but you've already said three positions that you want replaced.
Well, I mean, they need center. Resources are there, and they're going to be highly – I mean, not only got the offensive, you know, a really bright – possibly brilliant offensive head coach. There's no doubt that they're going to fix the O-line. I mean, you know, I notice the Bears and they screw up, they do stupid stuff all the time, but it just feels like, you know, they have the resources, they have the draft picks, they've got the cap space. And I just can't imagine Ben Johnson not, hey, we got to get this done. And Ryan Poles probably feels bad that he's an O-line guy and his O-line has been, you know, subpar during his status. So,
yeah, but, you know, here's the thing.
But I'm an optimist in general.
All right, so, Thomas, you know. You're the goods, man. Thanks for the call. I appreciate that. As much as we do mention the shortcoming of Ryan Poles and Ian Cunningham, because he was also an offensive lineman, as much as we mention that, like, we all just assume, well, you played offensive line, that means that you know a good offensive lineman. You should be able to build. It is really hard to build an offensive line in the NFL. But really, my point was going to be, like, can you imagine how Ryan Poles feels about that? Like, man. I mean, not because of people ripping on him and, you know, all that kind of in regards to that. I don't know, ripping, but it's like, come on, man. You should be able to find an offensive lineman. I would imagine that's real hard on Ryan Poles, too. Like, that it doesn't pan out exactly the way he has wanted it to happen. 312-644-6767. I got Kyle. We're going to Antioch now. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, Gross. I got a question for you. It's kind of a two-parter. So how much of a make it or break it year really is it for Ryan Poles? How safe is he really? You know, do those draft picks that he has to make and free agency that he's going to explore, do those have to hit like 100%, or is his seat still hot? And then also, how would you and, you know, what do you anticipate Bears fans feeling like if, let's say, they were to trade up from 10 to 4 or 5 to try to get like an Abdul Carter? Do you think that's worth going and getting? Is he such an athlete where you can't really pass on him, even though they, you know, the interior line is where the need is? Or do you stay where you're at, keep those two second rounders, and then go for it? But then how much of a sure thing do those picks need to be in order for Ryan Poles to keep his job? Or is getting Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams, you know, did that get him an extension just because?
Now, those are all good questions, man. And I'll start with the is Ryan Poles on the hot seat? I'll say no, because I think that's a little dramatic and extreme. I do think that he's got some proving to do. I think that Ryan Poles wants him to succeed, and that's a big deal. That's a big deal. When your boss wants you to succeed, they're going to give you the benefit of the doubt, and they're going to give you the resources you need, and they're going to give you some leash. And I think that he's already gotten some, because I don't think there was any doubt in Ryan Poles's or in Kevin Warren's mind that Ryan Poles was going to be back. The seat is not hot, but I do think that this is you talk about like what has to happen, like previous draft picks pop, previous free agents pop. Yeah, all that is true. This is a huge draft, though. This is a massive draft. And, you know, you asked about the potential of trading up and getting somebody like Abdul Carter, who everybody all of a sudden fell in love with at the end. And I get it. I get it. Don't rule that out. Like, you need somebody special on the offensive line, and you still need somebody special on the defensive line. I'll leave it at that for now. I'll talk more about these things after the break. We'll take more of your calls at 312-644-6767. I'm hanging out with you. We're talking about the Bears and Ben Johnson. I was at Halas Hall all day. I'm going to bring in my colleague Mark Potash at 8 o'clock. We'll kick it around a little bit as well. But come on in right now if you would like at 312-644-6767. I'm Mark Grody on The Score.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Clear communication and structure. And expectation. And that's really what we're going to outline. We will set the standard in terms of what it looks like, what it should look like, what it shouldn't look like. Anytime it's not hitting that standard and that mark, it'll be us as the coaching staff to call guys out, and repeat offenders will have to continue to be made an example of.
You know, Layla Rahimi was asking me about that earlier today, and now I'm thinking back to it. I didn't have a very clear answer, because she asked me, like, what is he talking about? Who does he mean? Who is he specifying? Ben Johnson right there. talking about disciplining the team and a standard that needs to be set around Halas Hall. And, you know, I kind of put it back on the coaching staff that there was a standard that was not met with the coaching staff either. But I do think what Ben Johnson is talking about is not just like Tyreek Stevenson and how they handled that and Matt Eberflus not having an immediate answer, because that's where everybody's brain goes. But I also think it's something that we'd been hearing from Cole Kmet and DJ Moore and, I don't know, maybe even Caleb Williams, that quite frankly, there was a lot of loafing going on in practice, if I may use a Matt Eberflus word, that players were not going at a 10 in practice. Like, that was the indication, and I don't have the specifics of it, and we get to watch practices, but not the meat of the practices during the season, so we can't see all that. I think that that's what to regather a standard, because every coach should have a standard and every practice should be hard for any team in the NFL, but somewhere along the line that dissipated, and Ben Johnson is going to be tasked with, since he loves this roster so much, he's going to be tasked with making sure that there aren't loafs during practice, and the standard is the standard, and maybe there'll be some faster starts for the Bears, which there haven't been, and we're still trying to figure out how long has Ben Johnson wanted to be here. 630 texter. Ben Johnson was flirting with Caleb on the field at the end of the game they played. He's known for a year. Well, maybe. Maybe. I like going into the conspiracy theory of, has he known for years? I don't know.
Ever since he went to Wrigley, right?
Yes. His favorite place to go. He goes to Wrigley Field. I will say this. Like, I've stopped asking the question of, do you think you're ready for Chicago and the big market? Nobody is really ready for Chicago. Some people, some coaches make it, you know, and do it successfully. But I think it's a revelation for a lot of coaches, coordinators that have come through this town in dealing with the pure volume of media that exists. And I'd like to think that they're pretty tough questions that get asked, and coaches in this town really don't get away with anything. So can he handle all that? I've been covering the Bears full time since 2018, and there was an assistant that, well, I'll just say that was with the Bears over the last 5 years. So I'm just kind of mixing it up for you, so you can't really guess. Well, you could maybe, but there was an assistant who said to the media after he was gone that you guys have said this to some of the media, you guys have no idea how much power you have in essentially in public opinion and the effects of what goes on with teams. So I do hope that it was great. Like, Ben Johnson was great today, but I'm not going to sit here and say that anybody is ready for, well, not just Chicago media, but big market NFL media. It's a different animal. Let's go to John in Huntley. John, you're on the Score. What's going on, man? Thanks for waiting.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You got it, buddy.
To answer your question, I feel pretty good about having Ben Johnson here. I'm on the borderline of feeling great about it, and here's why. I think Ben Johnson has a unique knowledge base of our team, and I think from the outside, being a competitor, looking at our team, planning to play against our team, he kind of sees, like, wow, if they just did a couple of these things, they can unlock something massive. And I think he sees it. And here's what I just want to say. Optimum performance out of your skilled positions can only be obtained with optimum protection. And we all know it starts in the trenches. I personally think put as much capital as you can, much focus as you can on the offensive line, which is one thing we've never really done in Chicago. Get the quarterback some real protection, because here's why. It's all about timing and rhythm. We have not seen the best of our skilled positions because they have not had the premium and optimum protection.
Yeah.
And then go get me a savage like a Skibidoo who's got the heart, who's got that drive, who's mean. We need some dudes in here that are ballers, that are some dogs. So that's just a couple of my thoughts here.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. Like, the Bears need to reconstruct their offensive line. I don't think they're going to get, you know, Frank Ragnow and Penny Sewell. In the Bears' case, they get Noah Sewell. They get we got no Penny for the Bears, but there is a Noah Sewell. That, yes, that has to be fixed, but I won't stop saying it. that there needs to be improvement from the quarterback as well, that there is culpability. It's, I mean, that it's important to note that, because, you know, the second things start to look better on the offensive line, and if the quarterback doesn't, then he's really exposed. So you hope that in concert, all those things move along better together. And you're right, like, you have to have the offensive line so DJ Moore can do his thing, so Keenan Allen can do his thing. I don't know if he's going to be doing his thing here. It sure would be nice for Roma Dunze to be able to have a little bit of breathing room when he is running his rookie routes out there. And let's face it, you know, another thing, like, and yeah, I'm going to be hard on Caleb Williams, of course. I mean, another thing that was a struggle this year for Caleb Williams, and I add in all the other caveats too, but finding chemistry with his receivers. That was a struggle this year with all of them, especially the guy who in theory was supposed to be your top, was your top guy in DJ Moore. That was tough sledding for a while, and really throughout the season for sure. Keenan Allen, they finally found a groove, but that was rough early. Roma Dunze, hot and cold. Cold for Cole Kmet. Never really found it with him. So those are things that have got to be figured out. The coaching, a big part of it, but that also falls squarely on Caleb as well. Jake from Ottawa. What up, Jake? You're on the Score.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, bud.
So I just want to comment on the excitement of Ben Johnson. I think this is the first time the Bears have actually hired a candidate that I really wanted. And the whole comparison between him and Nagy, I think you can't even do it. That was Andy Reid's offense.
Yeah.
He barely called it for a little bit. You know, this is Ben Johnson's system.
Yeah, Matt Nagy should never come up in any kind of comparative quote anymore when it comes to this. And that never should have, but I'm glad that you understand the distinction, because a lot of people don't.
Yeah, no, and another comment I have is, you know, I know everybody's getting down on Caleb because, you know, Jaden's had an amazing season, but I called in earlier this year, you know, before everything got going, and I said, if he throws for 20, 22 touchdowns, 3,300, 3,500 yards, I'll take that his rookie year, because you know that's not the ceiling, and there's a lot more on there that we can get. So I think the future's looking bright, and it can definitely be a year we have like a Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow type of thing. We're like, hey, man, you got two great guys, and let's just celebrate and be happy.
Yep. Amen, man. That's a yet another good call. Good calls here tonight. I feel like I've said that quite a bit. Yeah, I mean, I'll say it again. I've said this before. Watch that the playoff game the other day. Watching what Washington did to Ben Johnson's Detroit Lions, although his side still scored 31 points. Bears. But Caleb's got a long way to go to be Jaden Daniels. He can close the gap quickly, though. Before you crush me.
Yeah, wouldn't it be nice if a bad game for the Bears offense was considered 500 yards of total offense?
Seriously.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Like, you can't even make the case, like, when Ben, with that, yeah, with the trick play, I guess, with Ben Johnson. It's not like, oh boy, he went on a real low point. You think he went, I was thinking, like the idea of him wanting to go back to finish what they started. He's like, nah. He's like, I got 31 points out of my, I did enough. I did enough on my side. I'm going to go to the team that I've been wanting to go through to for 7 years. You hear that, Alex? 7 years. Now I'm just making stuff up. But it's fun to think about.
That is a while, like Benjamin Albright said.
Yeah.
A while.
Benjamin
Albright was the terminology.
NFL Insider was on with us earlier, said that, yeah, for a while. But no, he did not. Ben Johnson did not say that. He was not waiting for the Bears job, but maybe he was. Maybe he was. A couple texts here before I take a break. Hey, Grody, Joe Maddon was certainly ready for Chi-Town. He'll always be my guy. That's a good example. You're right. That is a manager or head coach in this town that was never tripped up by Chicago until Game 7 of the World Series. Having to answer. He was a little tripped up and tripped by having to answer questions about, what are you talking about? What do you mean? We won the World Series. Yeah, but that's good. That's a good answer. A guy who was never flustered or tripped up in any real way by the Chicago, like knew what he was getting. It had the man. I never thought about that. Like, Joe Maddon had the perfect personality and demeanor to be a manager or head coach in this town. It's tough. You know why? Because we care. Just like Fizz. What's going on? Sid in the South Suburbs. What's happening?
Hey, what's happening? It's called Fizz.
What did I say?
I saw you. Hey, how you doing?
I thought I said, did I not say Thibs? Or did I say Thibs?
I think you said Thibs or something like that. I don't know, man.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
All right.
It's a good Bears day. I'm going to let you slide.
Okay.
Hey, man. I saw you on TV.
Oh, yeah?
You're looking giddy.
I got to tell you, Thiz, I've had so many people text me pictures. I guess I was in the sweet spot. I have to be because I got to get up there with my microphone. I don't do this intentionally, as I've been accused of.
Bombing, man. Hey, man, a good thing is there's no more running with scissors in Hallis Hall. No more running with scissors.
No more running with scissors, if I may.
Yes, yes.
No more running with scissors. Yes, I'm listening.
Yes, and we need to draft a running back.
Oh, draft. In what round? What round, Thiz?
I want to say first round, but I know that sounds like nails on a chalkboard for a lot of Bears.
Oh, hey, it could be Jahmyr Gibbs 2.0, man. That was on Ben Johnson's watch when I and everybody else said, what are they doing? The Lions drafted a running back.
I think we should do it and then use the second round picks for O-line and then third round, maybe trade it for a Pro Bowl pass rusher or a linebacker. But that's just I'm just dreaming right now.
That's okay. But, no. Hey, that's what it's all about. You know, optimism renewed. The glory is back. That's what we all want to hear. Thiz, I appreciate it, man. You say I look good though?
I got one last question.
Okay.
What kind of Kool-Aid that they have at Hallis Hall today?
You know, they did not. It's funny you say. I know you're. They actually did provide. They did provide really delicious food at Hallis Hall today, as a matter of fact.
Was it orange Kool-Aid?
Of course.
That's what I'm drinking right now.
Take care of this. You're the goods, man. Yeah, everybody's drinking. Hey, you're allowed to drink the Kool-Aid today. All the Bears people are wearing their orange ties. The townspeople were there. That's what I always call them. There's, you know, you get all the families of, you know, the coaches that are there and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, maybe Kevin's family and Ryan. I don't know who's there. And then you have employees and then the townspeople, as I call them. I'm like, who's that? It's like the applauses are, oh, the townspeople are here today. This is a big deal. They're hiring a head coach. I got to take a break. More of your calls coming up. Potsy at 8. That doesn't mean that we can't, you know, we might do a little Potsy and Grody take calls on the score. So, I mean, because I see you guys all there. We're just doing this all together. We're hanging out. It's a Wednesday night. I'm Mark Grody. We're just talking Bears. We got Alex Kuhn over there doing a tremendous job here tonight. And we're talking Bears on the score.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Sure. Yeah, we were prepared. There was no like panic to it at all, but obviously it sped up pretty quick, and we had some really good conversations, and things closed up.
Bears general manager Ryan Poles on the process, the furious process of getting Ben Johnson the gig. Yes, I want the job, but we gotta go. I want the job. That's the way it sounded. Like, I think that was the interview. What do you think about the offense? Well, here's what I think. They should run the ball a little bit more. I think they should be a little bit safer with some of the routes. I think that Caleb Williams needs to be a little bit more accurate. And I want the job. That's the way it sounded. And I'm being half serious. Like, Ben Johnson, during his interview, we learned that he said at the beginning of the job, or the beginning of the interview, by the way, I want this job. I ain't here to play. I'm not here just to give you guys information. I am not here for just some blow-off interview. And then at the end of the interview, Ben Johnson told the Bears, by the way, have I mentioned that I want the job? And I'm still, to some degree, trying to figure all of that out. He loves this roster. He knows that the offensive line needs some fixing, but it did sound like, more just on the overall, his vibe was tweak this thing because I love the players that are here, and Ben Johnson does love Caleb Williams, and he obviously has been keeping an eye on the Bears from a distance. There is no doubt about that. 312-644-6767. We go to Jordan. Jordan, what's up? What's going on in Wakanda tonight, man?
Now I moved over to Vernon Hills.
Well.
Thanks for taking my call, Grody. And before I get to my question, it's been a really exciting day today. Can I get my very own bear?
Bear.
Thank you.
Is that all you needed? I felt like it was very empty, but there it is. Bear.
No, that was good. Okay. I gotta say, you know, obviously the happiest Bear player has got to be Caleb Williams today, right? But, you know, I look at Detroit and I look at, St. Brown and LaPorta. And those players in those positions on the Bears, you know, whether it's DJ Moore and Cole Kmet, who's the second happiest player? And a lot of people think it might be DJ Moore because he's so unhappy. But, you know, he got his hands on the ball. And granted, they might have been bubble screens, and they weren't fly routes. But Cole Kmet, he was never getting his hands on the ball. And knowing what LaPorta did up in Detroit, I have to imagine Cole Kmet's got to be the second happiest player today.
Anybody would be better for Cole Kmet at this point. But I'll buy it, yeah. Because Cole Kmet was a forgotten man. But again, and eventually maybe we'll be able to decipher some of this and discern what is real. How much was that on Caleb? Not finding his tight end. Not being able to use that potential weapon. I also think two of the other happiest players on the Bear are Carl Williams, Mr. Williams, and Mr. Odunze. The dads are probably really happy today because I think that I would just guess that Mr. Williams. Yeah, I come from a time where we called them by their last name. Mr. Williams and Mr. Odunze are probably pretty happy today for their sons that there seems to be a brain in the offensive room, and that would be by way of Ben Johnson. We need to take a quick break, but when we come back, more of your calls and Mark Potash. So if you're on hold right now, if you want to hang in there, I would love it because we'll take the calls, and Potsy and I could even take some calls and kick it around because I know he would love that. He loves playing radio. So if you guys want to hang in, I get it. If you got to go, I understand that. We'll entertain you either way, but we could all work together here if you'd like. We're talking Bears. I'm Mark Grody on The Score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.